Welcome back. You're listening to English Only with the Doctor on Graphit 94.9 FM. So I took a couple of weeks off because I had a major surgery, but I am back this week. Next week, I will be on vacation, so hopefully I'll be able to record something for next week, but I'm not sure. And on that note, on this sunny day today, I think it's fantastic. Finally, it is warm out-ish, and I wore a dress. And no nylons or no tights and no socks and small little shoes. And I was convinced, when the sun is out, that it is nice enough to wear this kind of clothing without a jacket or mittens and stuff like that. Am I wrong? The wind is chilly. So for those of you who are outside, I hope you are well covered. And for those of you who are enjoying the sun, regardless of its ambient temperature, I bid you a very fantastic day and maybe a barbecue. On that note, April 10th in Canada, it was National Siblings Day, and I prepared something relating to that. Now, I have a sister, and I have two step-siblings, and I think that a sibling relationship is dynamic and complex, and I think maybe the word I'm looking for is challenging sometimes. You live in a home with somebody most of your young and early adult life, and you develop these coping strategies to deal with a human being that's constantly with you. I think it's interesting. And sometimes we succeed and sometimes we just don't. On a music scale, there are quite a few Canadian and French-Canadian musicians that are siblings. And I think that's really interesting. When I think about the past in my youth, when we used to party with my parents and their siblings, because my parents both come from large families. One had eight siblings and the other one had seven. Having musical energies in the environment sure helped it a lot. My family, or my mom's side anyway, we called them the Lala sisters. So they would sit there and sing and play music, play the spoons mostly, and like a washboard, and sing these French-Canadian songs while they were jigging. And they would argue about which lyrics would come next. The Tennysons, they are a sister-brother band from Edmonton, don't seem to have that issue. It's Luke Tennyson and Tess Pretty. And the song that I'm going to be introducing to you is called the song is called Cry Baby, from their 2017 album, O.O. Starting the music scene as buskers in Edmonton when they were 7 and 8, this is Cry Baby.
When all is gone, ember from a fire, leading song of all that we are. If you go, I'm running after you. And it goes, oh, 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 oh. We go, oh, 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 running back to the start of our song, grandpa. And all the gods of popsicle bells and blanket forts with oil pastels, running back to the start of our song. 'Cause it goes, oh, oh, oh. Oh, put it all behind. I'd like to believe that in our life we got it by the first few lines. It's what you waited for. So you always talk about it, but your words never shut. Don't you know home is not what you call it if you're scared to go? Get yourself binoculars, looking for a home. Yeah. Can't you see you're looking for the mountain that you're on? You'll know it. Got no doubt about it. Don't you know it's fine? This puzzle wasn't always complicated. The journey is the home you're looking for.
Now, some sibling relationships or sister-sister, brother-brother, sister-brother relationships are not necessarily your blood relatives that live in your own house. In my experience anyway, I have some aunts and uncles that are not very far from my age because my parents come from very large families. So my closest aunt in age was 5 years older than me. And she was an interesting woman. She had a voice of an angel from a very young age. She would sing in competitions where she wasn't allowed to be. She was very tall and quite strong as a human being, and she would sing in these competitions in bars and win. And she was a really interesting lady. She passed a couple of years ago, but on the idea of having people that are outside of your close family network, you can still develop these very deep and profound bonds with your relatives, I guess you can say. And this next group, New Pornographers, they are a fantastic group. They remind me of my, I'd say, middle youth. They started out in 1997. And they're an indie rock power pop band. And it is founded by the uncle, A.C. Newman, and his niece, Catherine Calder. And they're from Vancouver, BC. This song here is A Letter from an Occupant from their 2000 album, Mass Romantic. Have you ever been in a situation where your sibling and you get into trouble, or you not get into trouble, but you, as a culmination of your creative ideas, you create something that might not be good ideas? When I was a young girl, we lived on a farm, and we were allowed to, when my parents weren't around, or we were encouraged to get as much vitamin D as we could. And my mother was convinced, and still convinced, and she's right, that the best way to get vitamin D is to receive it from your dermis, not from vitamins, but actually have sun exposure. So it was common in our household that tanning with as little clothing as possible from as early as possible was a good idea. Now, we were fortunate enough to be, this was before the realities of drones, and we were fortunate enough to be in an area where nobody really could see us, and we, my sister and I, could be in separate spaces, and we didn't have to be exposed to each other's states of lack of apparel. That said, one day we thought it'd be a really good idea to get on the roof of our house and be surrounded by tinfoil. So we tinfoiled the roof, and we sat on the roof and we tanned. And she was smart enough to get down a little earlier than I did, and I came back as red as a lobster. It was fantastic. Now, that's the only thing that my sister and I used to do together. We used to get in a lot of fights. And when we would fight, we would, I don't think violent would be the right word for it. We were vicious and relentless. But as soon as we would hear our parents roll down the driveway, because we had a driveway that was almost a kilometer long, we would start cleaning up our mess. So we'd have water fights, food fights, we'd throw things at each other, and we would clean as fast as we can. And that complicity makes me think of this next band, Grand Analog. Now, these are siblings, Odario and Oldfield Williams from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And they are an R&B, jazz, reggae, hip-hop band that debuted in 2006. This song is The Great Rhythm Dropper, from their 2013 album, Modern Thunder.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man. I mean the man.
Let's go!
Hands up. One time. Hands up.
G-A. Rolling around with no cape on, just a fly button up gingham. Rappers back with aspirations, I do the damn thing proper. I ain't a rapper, I'm a great rhyme dropper. A modern day Peter Benjamin Parker. Never tie like Michelin, a true Skywalker. It's gorgeous, I mess around and stay grounded. I choose not to fly, my man, I get nauseous. Charge your fee to set you free. If you're looking for me, buzz apartment B. Low key like a baritone, rolling deep. I keep banging on this beat so awesomely.
I rocks the beat when a thought gets tossed to me. Props to GA, cats don't want the beef. Dog keep it unthawed, you don't want the heat. Talk is cheap and you racking up a lot of receipt. Can't cash it. Dame say the man dash in the pen. African fam to make the jam classic. These other rappers out, too damn plastic. Meanwhile, my freestyle too fantastic. Yo, what's with the Fruity Loops? Toucan rapping and every... in the new lane, passing Trans Am blasting the handsome tandem Grand Analog backing.
Right about now, the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme trouble.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anywhere, anyway.
Right about now,
the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme trouble.
Yeah. I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anywhere, anyway.
Vigilante on the rise, this heat will chill you like an Indian chai. No compromise, it's hip hop. We capitalize on hard times. In fact, it's humble that I point this out. I'm in the house, living in affordable brackets. And if these little itty bitty rappers attack us, I chew them up in small increments like tapas. For practice, leisure, be a leader. First, you'll have to walk a mile in my Adidas. Ooh, it's like that, and now we do it like this.
Like this.
I rock your block like Kung Fu flicks.
And you won't come too when the 1-2 hits. Hard enough to punch through bricks. Know how to rap this Sun Tzu. Art of war, hardcore, carnivore, funk music. It don't end y'all, we end y'all. Always all in when a friend calls. Couple black Ken dolls with 10 balls. Right into my ballpoint pen's ball. No ink to scrawl, no thing at all. Now you got be cocking that non-conscious rap all pompous when I'm on the track. Well, it's your boy Shad signing off. No final thoughts, just another great rhyme to drop.
Right about now, the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme trouble.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Any high, any way, any way.
This is a throw test.
So when my sister was younger, she used to be a cadet. I don't know if you guys know what a cadet is, but it is a pre-military individual. And she played a musical instrument called the Glockenspiel, which is basically a metal piano that you hold upright. And I was never really inclined on musical instruments. I really like the guitar. I love listening to the piano, but I'm not piano oriented at all. And I can sing, which is great at parties, but it's not really fantastic relating to sheet music. I can read it, but I'm not really musically inclined that way, but she wasn't too bad. And when I think about her as a young human being, when we were both growing up as teenagers, she had this amazing stereo in her room. She's 2 years younger than me. She was lucky enough to get a stereo for Christmas 1 year. And she would play on repeat her favorite songs. And some of those songs are rap, so I really enjoyed Grand Analong for that reason, specifically that the introduction of the brass in the beginning, a lot of their music has a variety of musical instruments that I find quite fascinating considering the genre. One thing that I remember about this repeat is that she'd play this group called the Proclaimers. Now, I think they are a UK band. They could be from Eastern Canada. I forget right now. And they would, and she'd play this, I Walk 1,000 Miles, and I would walk, and she'd play this song over and over again, which happened to be my first wedding dance song. And I ended up hating it for a little while. But you know what else I hate on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor? Is very cold, extremely cold weather, which is the title of this next song called Montreal minus 40 or Montréal moins 40 degrés centigrés. This is a band called Malajube. They're a Quebecois rock band that debuted in 2006, and they were the winners of the Juno Award for Francophone Album of the Year. They are siblings Julien and Francis Minot, and this song is from their 2006 album, Trompe d'œil. Enjoy.
Yeah.
What I really liked about that last set was that there was almost a like Louis XIV kind of vibe. I like this, the Malajube, because it has, I don't know, I would say like almost this, there's a really interesting marriage between music and sensuality. I think it's fantastic. The Saddies is the next group on the list, and they're from Toronto, Ontario, and they are brothers Travis and Dallas Good. They won the Best Adult Alternative Album of the Year, and they've been active since 1994. What I there's two of the Saddies in the next, there are two songs, one back to back, and what I really particularly like about this is that you can hear the evolution of a band. I think that all relationships should evolve. They should evolve for the better or for the worse, whatever, it's what it is. But evolution is essential to any constructive relationship. So here is the Saddies. The first song is called Pretty Polly from their 1998 album Precious Moments. And the second song is called Another Season Again from their 2017 album Northern Passages.
Some place you will see. Oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. Willie, oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. The way I've been rambling, you're being astray. We went to the mountain, and what did they spy? They went out to the mountain and what did they spy? Flushing got brave and spent I and by. Well, Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. I dug on your grave for some part of last night. Stabbed me through her heart, and her heart's blood did flow. We stabbed me through her heart, and her heart's blood did flow. And down in her grave, pretty Polly made them go. He threw a little dirt over her and turned to go home. He threw a little dirt over her and turned to go home. Left nothing behind but the wild birds soon roam.
That was the Saddies and Pretty Polly.
I won't mind when the summertime's over and done. I'll stay in the shade till the summer comes. I don't need the sun. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. Tegan and Sarah are from Calgary. They're the next people up on the van. They're twins, and they have been on the indie pop scene since 1998 around, and they are fantastic. They have a really interesting style. They have really strange videos. I've only ever known them as being acoustic singers, where they one plays the guitar and the other one sings, or they sing together, or they play the piano and the other one sings, and so on. And this particular this song is not exactly like that. I was really happy having found it. And the title is Fucking Up What Matters from their 2022 album Crybaby. It might be very apropos, considering that we all lived through COVID. But what I really like is the title, because sometimes when you're a sibling, you guys can we can cause a huge ruckus. And it can be a good ruckus and it can be a bad ruckus. It doesn't really matter. But I think that kind of speaks to the fact that sometimes we lose focus on what matters when you are so you're so integrated or immersed in the emotional dynamics of what is a sibling relationship. This is Tegan and Sarah, and Fucking Up What Matters.
You're like a tattoo, something I can undo. I hope I got under your skin too.
I'm not trying to destroy us, I just hate what we've become. Without you, I feel empty, but around you, I feel numb. I treat you like a credit card I can't afford. I drain you like a bank account until there's nothing more.
I'm fucking up with that.
Treat you like a cigarette, such a bad habit. Avoid you like alcohol, I can't really stand it.
Feels good to admit it, I can't live without it. So I try to cut you out, I try to cut you out. Feels good to admit it, I can't live without it. So I try to cut you out.
Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. And today the doctor prescribes music created by collaborative efforts of people that love each other tremendously, whether they be siblings, relatives, or even spouses, which is the next group we're going to be talking about, Arcade Fire. They consist of spouses Wynn Butler and Regina Chassagne and a brother, William Butler. And they are from Montreal, Quebec. This next song is Lightning from their 2022 album, We.
Oui. thought we reached the mountaintop, but now we just feel so low. The sky is breaking open, we keep hoping. In the distance, we see a glow. Lightning light our way till the black sky turns back into gold.
That was Arcade Fire, and what I like a lot about this group is I find them profoundly emotional when they create their music. All music, I guess, is an expression of self, but I don't know. It's almost like an orchestra mixed with a David Bowie vibe. The next group we're going to be listening to are from Quebec again. And there's a lot of Quebecois groups today. And this group won their 2012 Franco Vert Award. They are sisters Stéphanie and Mélanie Boulet. And they are what I would call Jackies of all trades. They're similar to the Black Keys. They not only write and produce and perform and sing and create, they're part of every part of the creative process in their music. They're from New Richmond, Quebec. And this is Je vais te faire donner from their 2022 album Échappé à la nuit. This is Des Sœurs Boulet.
Je ne te parlerai pas de cet homme inconnu qui sait presque tout de moi, qui du matin au soir me suit, me traque et me voit. Mon monstre est pire que ceux dans les histoires. Mais tu ne veux pas savoir, je ne te dirai pas que les honneurs et les éclats sont si peu pour moi, que parfois quand on m'aime ça fait ni chaud ni froid. Je ne crois que ce que disent les miroirs. Mais je vais te faire danser, rien que te faire danser. Je vais t'aider à penser ce qui ne va pas. Je vais te faire danser, rien que te faire danser. Si t'arrives à plus penser, est-ce que tu m'aimeras? Je ne te parlerai pas de mon temps, ma carrière qui me file entre les doigts. Quand avant d'être mère, je ne faisais tout que pour moi. Depuis rien n'est à moi-même quand je dors. Non, tu ne veux pas savoir, je ne te dirai pas que cette vie qui m'élève et m'achève à la fois est un choix que j'ai fait qui ne me laisse pas le choix. Mais qu'avoir su, j'aurais tout fait pareil. Je vais te faire danser, rien que te toute la vie à dire de ne pas mentir, mais au fond rien ne fait plus peur que la vérité. Dis-moi tout, mais surtout n'ose jamais me dire les choses laides que l'on est, que j'aime mieux cacher. On passe toute la vie à dire de ne pas mentir, mais au fond rien ne fait plus peur que la vérité. Dis-moi tout, mais surtout n'ose jamais choses laides que l'on est, que j'aime mieux cacher. Je ne te dirai pas que lorsque la lumière brille ailleurs que sur moi, que ça pèse les pleurs et que se taisent les voix. C'est pourtant là que j'en voudrais encore. Je veux te faire danser, rien que te faire danser. Je veux t'aider à penser ce qui ne va pas.
The next song on the list is called Doom Squad, and I picked it because I thought it was a little off-kilt, meaning that they have been described as a genre-defining music. They are siblings Trevor, Jacqueline, Allie, and Allie Blumas, and this song here is called Let It Go from their 2019 album Let Yourself Scream.
Challenges and change.
That was Let It Go by Doom Squad on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. I think that was my most favorite song for this set because it was unexpected joyous chaos, which brings me back to the theme of siblings. And that is how I would define my relationship with my sister. She is hilarious. She can make me laugh the hardest and cry the most profoundly. And you never know exactly what you're going to get when she walks into a room. These next songs on the set are, the next two are going to be related to the solar eclipse because of their theme or their name. Both of them have moon in the title. The first one comes from Leahy, and she is this band is from Lakefield, Ontario. They're a family of musicians, Donnell, Aaron, Angus, Maria, Doug, Frank, Denise, and Sabowen Donahue. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that last name correctly. Starting in 1990, they are regarded as a progressive folk rock band. This is Little Moon from their 2021 album, Good Water. As we end this set on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the doctor is going to soon go on vacation to the south of France, like a lot of the French people do. I have finally acclimated to this culture, thank goodness. I am going to leave you with a family, the Cowboy Junkies. This band consists of Margot, Michael, and Peter Timmins, and their bassist, Alan Anton. This is Blue Moon Revisits, a song for Elvis from their Best Of album. I bid you a fantastic, safe, and wonderfully full and adventurous vacation. The doctor has left the house. I will see you next week.